that's what the approach for the Bulldogs will be tonight. Of course, looking to clinch a second spot in this district. And speaking of number two, Tegan, last night, runner-up in the media three-point contest at late night at White. So number two for there, but number one in our hearts, Tegan Trey.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was I was a little gassed after that, but that was a lot of fun. Thanks to Emporia State.
He's got
State.
A full breath here tonight. Squib kick going to be fielded at the 15 by the Wildcats. Going to be brought down at the 26-yard line. On that return for the Wildcats was Ryland Dassel, I believe. So, the starting lineups for these two teams brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors as the Wildcats break their huddle. So, we'll get those starting lineups for both teams. Just a bit. Under center is Morris. The tailback is Cordell Jordan. Jordan will be the fake, be kept by Morris. And he will be met after a gain of about a yard up the gut. So Tegan bit the fullback dive.
I did.
But Morris with the quarterback keeper, and he gets one on the carry. So starters for the Wildcats offensively. Up front will be Hayden Moore, Carter Hyten, and Daniel Williams. At the ends, Hayden Rule and Peyton Rush. The tailbacks, Cordell Jordan and Ryland Dassel, quarterback Kyan Morris. We'll get defensive players on this next drive. Under center is Morris. Jordan, the tailback behind him. This time it will be a fake to Jordan once again, trying to get to the outside, but an excellent tackle on the far side. So call it a gain of three and makes a third and manageable, third and six for Morris. Defensive starters for Chase County. They look like this. Cal Kohlmeyer out, so Aiden Eidman starting defensively. Dwayne Connolly, the other end, and Gavin Francis, the nose guard. Backers Mitch Butke and Brock Griffin, and secondary Tagro, Dominic, and Micah Cothers. So third and six. Ball at the 32-yard line of Oxford. Opening drive to begin this ball game. Morris under center. Tailback behind him. Going to be a quick dive to Jordan, and it will get three, but will bring up a fourth and three from the 35.
Looks like they may just go ahead and go for it here. And not a bad decision right near midfield, but... A few extra guys coming out here. I think they're trying to bring a little more size up to that offensive line, give a little bit more room for either Jordan or Morris to operate, see what they elect to do here.
Worst thing you can do in eight-man is take the ball on a kickoff and have a three and out to begin the ball game. So fourth and three, ball at the 35. Going in motion, left to right. He will take the handoff, and that is trying to get a number there.
That'll be number three.
Yeah, so Hayden Rule, as I'm going to call that. So Rule will have a gain of, call it, six on the play, and it'll be enough for a first down.
Well, Chase County definitely came out here. You mentioned Coach Vandegrift wanting to get on the field and get off it quickly. They'll have to wait just a little bit longer as the first fourth down conversion of the night successful in favor of the Wildcats.
So ball just shy of midfield. At the 39-yard line, shotgun formation this time for Morris and company. Could be a hard count, high snap, but fielded by Morris. He'll be brought in the backfield, though. Pushed out of bounds at the 35, so a loss of four for Kyan Morris.
Good credit to Morris. I mean, he was able to reel that one in, but you know, when you get those high snaps, you get caught off guard a little bit, and you're down already by about a fraction of a second here against this defense that just has an ability to break through any kind of offensive line, bring that pressure right up the middle. So as soon as that ball went up high, that play was pretty much broken from the get-go.
Second and 15 now for the Wildcats. Ball in the near hash, shotgun formation, two backs on each side of Morris. He'll drop back the pass, has a receiver in rush downfield, and it's knocked down by, trying to, it looks like, Micah Cothers.
Cothers was...
On the coverage right there.
You are correct. And Cothers did a great job. He gave his man enough space to where he wasn't going to get a pass interference call, but kept him in front of him the entire time and comes up as soon as the ball gets into the hands. He just comes up and swats it away. I mean, that is amazing pass defense.
Actually, I'm going to give credit to Rhett Rayer on that. It looked like I got the numbers transposed there, but give Rhett Rayer, the senior, Well, credit is due. One of the him and Dwayne Connolly, the lone senior, still out there. Dakota Goza dislocated that knee a couple weeks ago in that Madison game. But a lot of youth for both of these teams out here now. So third and long, much tougher this time for the Wildcats to convert. Dropping back to pass, Morris, pressure coming, throwing it downfield, has a receiver down there in rush, and it falls incomplete. So Morris starts the game 0-for-2 in the passing game. It'll bring up fourth down for the Wildcats.
Well, not what you wanted, but again, a little bit of credit there to Morris is that pocket collapsed very quickly, but he never panicked. He stayed right where he needed to, looked for his open man, and just overthrew him slightly. But, I mean, really, that was good poise by the junior.
They converted a fourth down earlier this drive. That was 4th and 3. Much tougher this go-around. Ball in the 35 of Oxford. Looks like they're going to try and go for it. 4th and 15. They need the 31-yard line of Chase County. Shotgun formation. Morris 0 for 2 so far. Going to need a completion here. Morris rolling to his right. Has a receiver downfield. It's going to be caught. They're give the reception to Peyton Rush, their leading receiver. Even though his last name is Rush, he is their leading receiver, and it's a gain of 17 and a first down for the Wildcats.
That was just an incredible catch. He caught it under pressure with Morris on the run and off balance, hit him right in the chest, and was able to pull it away from the Chase County defender.
So fresh set of downs for the Wildcats under center this time. Morris, ball in the near hash. Chase County, 28-yard line, going to be an option with the quarterback. Met in the backfield by a pack of Bulldogs. Be a loss of 2 on the carry for Morris. So Morris, 4 carries, now negative 2 yards so far in the night. He comes into the ball game, 394 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns on the ground. Does have, 318 yards rushing, 10 touchdowns on the ground. He was 28 out of 63, 394 with 5 touchdowns. All 5 of those touchdowns going to Peyton Rush.
This will be the 11th play of this drive for Oxford. Chase County definitely don't think this is what they were expecting.
I gave it a loss of 4, so not very friendly on the forward progress. So going in motion, but quarterback keeper by Morris. He'll get maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Possibly.
And call it a gain of 2, so brings up a 3rd and 12 this time for the Wildcats.
Well, and just because you're losing the yardage in the backfield really doesn't mean anything. We've seen them make it up already there. You mentioned the 4th and 17. They've had 2 fourth down conversions, and they've done them very impressively, picking up between 6 to 17 yards.
Opening drive of this ball game. 7.5 to play in this first quarter. Chase County has yet to touch the ball, and Oxford looking to keep the ball away from Chase County and extend this game as long as possible. 3rd and 12 upcoming. More shotgun formation. Jordan in the tailback behind him, rolling to his right, looking for Rush. Has the reception. Going to be brought down at the 22-yard line, 23-yard line. So call it a gain of about 9 on the reception. It brings up a 4th and 4.
Coach Vandergriff did say this is a very talented 1-6 team, and they're proving it right here as Morris missed those first 2 passes, and I don't think he's missed one since. He has been pinpoint accurate here on his last 3 attempts.
Outside of the shutout last week to Udall, the defense has given up some points for the Bulldogs. That's something they're going to have to narrow down heading into the postseason play. So 4th and short, can they go 3-for-3 on 4th downs? Morris looking to keep the drive alive under center. Kind of bobbles the snap, rolling to his right, looking downfield. He's got triple coverage, and this time it falls incomplete. And the Bulldog defense bends but does not break, and they'll take over on downs at their own 22-yard line.
Well, you know, it's not the result you want if you're Oxford. You definitely wanted the end zone. You wanted to keep that drive alive. But not bad field position here if you're on the defensive end. You know, Chase County in their own territory. We've seen them more than once force a few turnovers and start with even better field position, sometimes on the opposite end more than once this season.
Took 5.5 minutes off that game clock. So 6.5 to play in the first quarter. Chase County with their first offensive series. Trips to the left going in motion. Brock Griffin going to be, he'll take the handoff from Mitch Butke. Head of steam, going to have a first down and more. Breaks a tackle before stepping out of bounds at the 35-yard line. So a nice 13-yard carry to begin the offensive tack of the Bulldogs.
Well, and they're already breaking into the other end of the field. Just about. They're right near there, and it took at least 5 plays for Oxford to find themselves on the opposite end of the field. So Chase County kind of setting the momentum here. I think, again, Vandergrift, he wants to get on the field, get off it quickly. He doesn't want to risk any more injuries to his player, especially with the playoffs coming up next week.
Mitch Butkey breaks his huddle. Lone formation, 39 touchdowns on the season, over 1,800 yards of offense. Butkey with the quarterback keeper, breaks two tackles, still on his feet, breaks another one. He's going to go all the way for a 45-yard touchdown. They get the Bulldogs on the scoreboard first, 5:56 to play in this opening quarter. So a two-play drive, and then capped off by that 45-yard touchdown run by Mitch Butkey. Now 40 touchdowns on the season.
Not even a minute taken off the clock there. It's Brody Vandergrift giving a little bit of credit there. That's gotta feel good. I mean, seriously, you bend a little bit defensively, and then immediately you assert your dominance offensively.
They'll go for two. Shotgun formation for Butkey. We're going to spin to his right, looking to the end zone. Going to actually reverse field and run it himself. Pulls over defender in the goal line, and a successful two-point conversion. So 5:56 to play in this first quarter, halfway through this opening quarter. Bulldogs lead it 8-0.
Area high school football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile. Call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue, next to Good Sense.
Area high school football brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City. Serving the area since 1946 with great customer service.
Colin Monahan has it teed up for the Bulldogs with an 8-0 lead, 5:56 to play. Squib kick once again going to be fielded at the 20 by Morse. Actually, that's Peyton Rush. Rush to the 25, now tackled at the 27-yard line, so a 7-yard return. They're going to give him forward progress all the way down to the 30. Kept the legs a-moving, so a 10-yard return there by Peyton Rush. So Bulldogs kind of gave up some offensive yards, but flexed their muscles when they got down close to the goal line with a turnover on downs after two successful fourth down conversions by the Wildcats on that opening drive that took 5.5 minutes off the clock. But a 45-yard touchdown score on the second play for the Bulldogs has them with that 8-0 lead. 5:47 to play in this first quarter. Wildcats break their huddle. Black pants, road white uniforms, black numbers with a red trim, black helmets with a red face mask. Morris shotgun formation. Jordan, the tailback behind him. It'll be option over the left side. Morris looking for Jordan over there. Flag coming in on the line of scrimmage. Morris goes nowhere, maybe a yard, half a yard on that carry, but most likely be coming back with a holding penalty. That is the indication, so push him back 10 yards for the Wildcats.
Little inexperience there on the offensive line.
Whoop, we're going the wrong way here. Whoa, we're going to turn right around here. So he marked it off 10 yards. Now he's going to mark it off 10 more yards the other way. So the referee needing that extra workout tonight. No one called him on it. I can't believe that. They just, the Bulldogs players are just, hey, you must know what the hell he's talking about. So a second and 9 now becomes a first and 20 as the 10-yard penalty is marked off.
You got to be careful here, though. They might be first and 20, but again, Oxford has already shown they're capable of picking that yardage up with a quick strike.
Moore sitting a man in motion. He'll take the handoff. Actually, it's going to be a crossback over to Jordan, and Jordan will get a gain of about 4 on the carry.
Went right up that middle. Bulldogs really need to close that gap up the center. You know, they've been kind of getting exploited right there so far in this game. That's where most of the yardage from the ground has come, is just straight up the gut.
Second and 17 now for the Wildcats. Ball thrown 24-yard line. 5:10 and counting, trailing 8-0. Under center this time, Morris. It'll be a straight dive to Jordan, and he stood up and be tackled in the backfield, pushing for extra yardage. Actually call it no gain on the play, so third down upcoming for the Wildcats.
credit to him. He tried to bounce off the block there, and he just found himself swarmed by Bulldogs. He had nowhere to go, really, but tried to make a hole happen, and unfortunately, there wasn't a whole lot happening for him.
Sixth overall meeting between these two schools. Chase County won last year's meeting 46-0. That was their first meeting as both schools as eight-man. The previous meeting before that was 2007, where Chase County won 29-28. The lone victory for Oxford in the series came in 2006, Sean Burke's first year at the helm. Dropping back to pass, Morris. Needing 17 yards. Has a receiver downfield. Going to be tipped and knocked down. On the coverage for the Bulldogs, Tucker Tagro. So fourth down upcoming now for the Wildcats, and they're deep in their own territory, so be hard-pressed to see them going for it here.
Man, this Kyan Morris, he has got an arm.
Morris only a junior. No seniors are out there playing for the Wildcats, so a wealth of youth experience for Sean Burks and company. High snap, but fielded cleanly by Morris.
Good punt.
Doing the kicking, going to be fielded at the – no, it will not. They'll let him go all the way down to the 20. Rhett Rayer decides to just let it roll past him. So an excellent punt to flip field position for the Wildcats.
Yeah, he got that one away pretty quick, too, especially considering the snap was so high. Dropped it right down. I mean, man, oh, man, that was a beauty, as you mentioned, right there at the 20-yard line. But – remember, they started on their 23 on the last drive, and it took one play to get within scoring position, and then Budke took off, found the end zone.
The 35 in their own territory, scoring position taken? Anything is possible.
Anything,
with
hey, I'm
Budke
saying.
Quarterback.
I'm
Budke
saying.
Budke takes the snap, option to the right, has a pitch over to Brock Griffin. Brock Griffin, actually, that is, I believe, Rhett Rayer, but we have a flag downfield just shy of the first down marker, so that will most likely be coming back on the Bulldogs.
And to your point, when you've got a guy like Mitch Budke who can run the ball so effectively, yes, even the 45 can be scoring position, Mike.
I think that handoff was taken by Dominic Cothers. So we'll see what the indication is here. So helmet-to-helmet block.
Oh.
So can't do that, so that's a personal foul.
That's the first penalty for Chase County, second penalty overall in this game.
So it's a 10-yard penalty, so it was 2 yards from that first down, so a first and 12 now upcoming for Chase County. Their first penalty of the contest, each team with one apiece. 3:56 to play, Chase County with an 8-0 lead. Pitch over here on the far side to Brock Griffin, and he is met at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Brought down by Connor Comerford. Good pursuit by him. Bounces off a block there from Chase County and able to bring his man down. Comerford, just a freshman.
He's one of two freshmen on that starting defense for Oxford. Cordell Jordan, the other one, both in the linebacker position. So lone set for Budke. Budke will send a man in motion. Griffin, he'll line up in the backfield with Budke. Now going in motion, Dominic Cothers. Cothers will be the pitch man on the option on the far side. Butkey's breaking tackle, still on his feet. He's got a first down and more before being brought down at the 35-yard line. So call it a gain of about 17 on the carry for Budke.
Yeah, again, Budke just letting his legs do the work right there, bouncing off about three or four tackles before finally going down. You know, with Oxford, I know you got a lot of young guys, but got to get those fundamentals into their head. Hey, go low, especially with a guy who's got the running ability of Budke.
Fresh set of downs for the Bulldogs at their own 35-yard line. Budke and company. Budke dropping back to pass, looking downfield. Will go short. Has a reception down to the 32-yard line of Oxford. Brock Griffin on the reception for a gain of 13 yards. So another first down for the Bulldogs. Their second of the drive, third overall in the night. They're looking to add to their lead eight as they lead things 8-0. 2:42 to play in this first quarter. Oxford really trying to manage that clock as much as they can.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go trips to the left here. Budke will be in a lone set. Budke will send a man in motion in Griffin. Griffin will fake the handoff. Budke will keep it himself. and gets stood up and tackled by Peyton Rush after a rush of about 6 yards. Butke, that's probably the hardest hit he's had all season long. Nice stick there by Peyton Rush.
Well, and, you know, that was a big focus for Oxford coming into this game, Mike, was they wanted to really close up that middle gap and not let Chase County get things going rush-wise. And that was a good good showing by that of that game plan.
So second and 4 from the Oxford 26-yard line. Butkin alone set. Direct snap to him. We'll have a first down with a gain of about 5 on the carry.
Looked like he might have ran into his own offensive lineman there down the when he tried to build up that head of steam, but nonetheless still picks up the yardage he needed.
So a fresh set of downs now at the 20-yard line, just knocking on the door of the 20-yard line, call it the 21 of Oxford, 1:48 to play. Chase County leading things 8-0. Looking to secure a 2 seed in this district. Butke toss sweep over here on the near side to Brock Griffin. Has excellent downfield blocking, and Brock Griffin goes untouched for a rush of 21 yards. And it now makes it 14-0, 1:31 to play in the quarter.
That's the explosiveness that Chase County has. You think you have them kind of shut down or even maybe a little bit on their heels, and they just bust through.
So going for 2 are the Bulldogs. Butke will be in a shotgun formation with Rhett Rayer and Brock Griffin in the backfield. Hard count rolling to his right as Butke looking into the end zone. Nothing there. Now going to reverse his field and no one on the backside. And Butke goes untouched into the goal line for 2 more points. So 16-0 now our score. We'll take a quick 1-minute break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Chase County now 2 for 2 on their opening drives as Monahan's kick is squibbed down to the 26-yard line and taken for a gain of 2 on the return by Christian Parson. But Brock Griffin scored from 21 yards out to make things 16-0 with 1:27 to play in this first quarter. Oxford had an opening drive go 5.5 minutes that stalled out at the Bulldog 23-yard line, and then they had a holding penalty, kind of really shoot themselves in the foot on their previous drive, and they went 3 and out. So looking to get on the scoreboard is Morris and company. Going to be kind of an offset eye for Morris under center. Going to be a handoff taken by Jordan. Bounces to the outside. Going to have positive yard before being pushed out of bounds after a gain of 7 yards. So Cordell Jordan on the carry once again. So he's got 14 yards on 4 carries. He makes it 2nd and 3. Ball on the 35 of Oxford. Near hash. Clock stops at 1:20 with him going out of bounds. Morris has looked very well at quarterback, has got 2 big completions on that first drive. Will send Comerford in motion. Loses the ball on the handoff is Comerford, the freshman. And it'll be no gain on the play, so Comerford fortunate to recover his own fumble.
That was good, smart heads-up play. I always talk about that. When the ball comes loose, you just want to dive on top of it. You'd rather lose yardage or gain no yardage than turn the ball over, especially with a team like Chase County. So smart move there by Oxford.
They've been running Connor Comerford in that motion multiple times this game, but now a third and three. Morris dropping back to pass. Heavy pressure on the right side. Oh. Barely an interception. Just in front of his coaching staff and Colin Monahan, but an incomplete pass nonetheless. It'll bring up fourth down. So Morris now 2 out of 7 passing on the night. 37 seconds left to go in this first quarter. It's 4th and 3.5 at the 35-yard line.
Aiden Eidman was on the pursuit there for Morris and was able to kind of flush him out of the pocket, make him run on or throw on the run. But, man, Morris, I am really impressed with how well he stays composed.
Morris looking for 3 yards to keep the drive alive. It'll be a quarterback option. Read option.
Ooh,
Morris gets awfully close, but the far side official says he's not going to get there with that spot. So call it 2 on the rush by Morris, and it'll be another turnover on downs, it looks like. Turnover on downs it is. Morris only given 2 yards on the carry. So Bulldogs will take over in Oxford territory, their best starting field position of the night at their own 37-yard line.
That's Oxford territory? Okay.
Yeah. So Butke breaks the huddle. Shotgun formation going to be reversed, taken by Brock Griffin again.
He's gone.
And no one even near him. A nice 37 yards for Brock Griffin on basically the crossbuck.
Mm-hmm.
Butke went to the right. Griffin was going to the left. And that defense bit hard.
Oh, big time.
To the left. And Griffin was left unattended and 37 yards for the score.
Well, and now another important two-point conversion coming for Chase County. They've been successful in the last two. I'm going to tell you right now, all the pressure for Oxford, they're trying to bring it up right up the middle and bring down Budkey, but they're not breaking through that offensive line fast enough. They're so focused on trying to get to Budkey, he's been able to scamper right past the defenders every single time because there's nobody back deep. They're, watch to see if Oxford is able to adjust that here.
Budkey, same play they ran earlier, but this time it is to Rhett Rayer, I believe, and the two-point conversion successful. So 24-0 our score, 23 seconds to go. Here in this opening quarter, Chase County has a 3-score lead over the Oxford Wildcats.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Chase County USD 284. Supporting their students in academics and athletics, join them on a journey to success. Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership, full-color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Lee Ayers in downtown Cottonwood Falls, proud to support Chase County students in their extracurricular activities.
Area High School Football being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent, getting you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years of experience. That's Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. 24-0 our score. 23 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Chase County got off to kind of a slow start, much in part to a 5.5-minute opening drive by the Oxford Wildcats. But they've gone 3-for-3 so far on their opening drives. Monahan's squib kick fielded at the 36-yard line. Nearly an onside kick. Looked like that was fielded by Ryland Dazzle. So first and 10 for Oxford. They had a promising first drive stall out at Chase County's 22-yard line, and they've gone back-to-back 3 and outs. Actually, they had a turnover on downs their previous drive. So Morris under center. Morris will be a quarterback keeper now, bouncing it to the outside, trying to get some open field. He'll get a gain of about 3 on the rush. And that most likely will be our last play of the first quarter. as we hit 000 on the scoreboard. 24-0 our score after 12 minutes of play. We'll take a quick break and have second quarter action upcoming on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Citizens State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City, Ben Lebo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And Leffler Prime Performance, proud to serve the area with high-quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook.
24-0 our score as Chase County begins the second quarter with the lead over the Oxford Wildcats. Jeff, some score updates from around the area. Junction City leading Highland Park 14-0 early. Seaman is off to a 3-0 lead over Washburn Rural. Burlingame tied 8-8 with Donovan West. A big game in this district of Chase County, Oxford, Madison, and Central Burton that will decide the district champion. Madison off to a 14-0 start. And then Opie playing a tough Christ Prep team. They're leading things 14-0 early. But Oxford with the ball, faced with a 2nd and 9. Kyan Morrison, shotgun formation, going to be a direct snap taken by Cordell Jordan. He'll get, call it one on the carry, maybe two. 16 yards now for Jordan on 5 carries. Brings up 3rd and 7 for the Wildcats. Ball at their own 37-yard line. Buck 35 and counting. Oxford took the opening kick and took it 5.5 minutes before stalling out with 2 fourth-down conversions before stalling out at the Chase County 22-yard line. And then Chase County took 2 plays and scored from 45 yards out by Mitch Butke. That's his own lone touchdown of the night before 2 scores by Brock Griffin in that first quarter. So 3rd and 7 upcoming for the Wildcats. Shotgun formation going to be a read option kept by Morris. Breaks 1 tackle. Still on his feet before being tattooed.
Yeah.
Just shy of midfield. So call it a gain of 1 on the carry by Morris and brings up 4th and 6. So definitely 4-down territory for the Wildcats at midfield, trailing things by 3 scores.
They've had 2 successful 4th-down conversions. See if they're able to pull off a 3rd here.
Morris, 2 of 7. Both of those pass completions came on 4th-down attempts, both to Peyton Rush for a total of 26 yards. So 4th and 6. They need the 35, and that's not going to help things at all. Going to have a flag before the snap. I believe that's going to be a – I don't think it's going to be on Chase County, unless it was lined up in the neutral zone. I didn't quite see it. So encroachment is the – well, there, nope, it's going to be offsides on Oxford. So they lined up across the ball. So 4th and manageable now becomes 4th and a little bit more difficult at 4th and 11. Second penalty of the night for Oxford. Looking to keep this drive alive at their own 34-yard line, and I think we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Burgess, knowing the importance, or Coach Burks, excuse me, knowing the importance of this 4th down. So we'll take a quick 1-minute break with them. They are faced with a 4th and 11, trailing things 24-0.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions in the Flint Hills area. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And Scribner Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Van Gundy Farms, your local Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Shotgun formation for Kai and Morrison Company, faced with a 4th and 11 at their own 34-yard line. Looks like it's going to be a quick kick by Morrison, and it's going to bounce all the way down. No one home for Chase County, as they were looking like they were going to have the 4th down attempt by Oxford. They choose to punt it away, and Morris pins the Bulldogs deep in their own territory at the 10-yard line. So back to – that's two great punts by Morris that we've seen that has helped flip field position for the Wildcats. But hoping now they're going to need their defense to step up now. They've been unable to stop the Bulldogs on their three previous drives.
That was a phenomenal punt. Just got to say that one more time.
So Butke and company, shotgun formation. Butke going to be a option pitch over here on the near side. The dominant Cawther is going to be pushed down at the 14-yard line, so a rush of four.
Good read there by Oxford, though. They stuck with that play the whole way, even on the pitch. And I will say this, Budke, great pitch, but that one almost went a little high. Cawthers almost didn't reel it in.
So brings up a second and six from their own 14-yard line, ball in the near hash. 9:45 and counting here in the half. They have a 24-0 lead, trying to secure that number two spot in the district. Well, regardless of how things shake out, whether the two or the three seed, they will face Yates Center or West Elk.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get the two seed, they'll face the loser of that game going on tonight. Going to be a dive taken by Brock Griffin. Going to be a gain of eight and another first down for the Bulldogs. Brock Griffin, five carries, 79 yards so far tonight. That's the fifth first down for the Bulldogs.
Two touchdowns, if I remember correctly, as well.
Correct. 21 yards and 37 yard scores.
Well, and here's the thing is, Oxford, they're doing their best to try and, again, close that gap up. That was a big focus for Coach Burks, but they're just having a hard time containing Griffin and Butke as they just pound their way up the middle.
Lone set for Butke. He'll send the man in motion, Dominic Cawthers. Going to be a play-action pass looking downfield. Going to tuck it and run it, though, for Butke. Going to get past the line of scrimmage, diving for extra yards. He's going to be brought down at the 28-yard line. So going to be a gain of seven on the rush by Butke.
Well, and you mentioned Oxford trying to keep this game going as long as possible. And with 8:38 to go, there's a good chance we'll probably see the second half, which I think Chase County was hoping to avoid, but Oxford doing a great job of making Butke run it and then bringing him down in bounds to keep the clock rolling.
Second and three from their own 28-yard line. Pistol set for Butke. Going to be met initially in the backfield, but going to somehow push his way for a gain of four and another first down.
Trying to get the number on that one. That was Daniel Williams, the junior for Oxford, just broke his way through that offensive line, but wasn't able to wrap Budke up. He just tried to muscle him around. Budke able to slip right around him, but did manage to trip him up, just not before he gets the first down. But, man, that's a scary guy coming right at you, that number 65. He's got some size on him.
Yeah, Big Dan, you got to put a shoulder pad on him, though. You can't just try and arm tackle little Budke. But a fresh set of downs for the Bulldogs. First and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Under center this time is Butke. Going to be a hard count, getting the Oxford Wildcats to jump. They're going to say they crossed that neutral zone.
Official thought about it for a second, made the call. He definitely.
We were right on that line, Tate. Yeah, I don't think he broke it, but, you know, whenever you have a kid come up, it's kind of it goes to one thing. That's film session. If you're coming off on the count and you're standing straight up, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You're going to blow off the ball, and if you're going to encroach the line of scrimmage, at least look like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So third penalty on the night for the Wildcats. First and five now for Chase County. And looks like we're going to have a timeout taken by Brody Vandegrift. So first and five they'll be faced with, just shy of midfield, leading things 24-0, 7.5 to play in the half. We'll take a quick 1-minute break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. By Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And by Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile, call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
7:35 to play in the half. Bulldogs looking to add their 24-point advantage. They lead things 24-0. They're faced with a 1st and 5 after the timeout taken by Vandegrift, his first of the half. Going to be a toss sweep over on the far side to Brock Griffin. Makes some men miss in the backfield, breaking some tackles into Oxford territory all the way down to the 28-yard line for a gain of 14 on the carry for Brock Griffin. So him and Mitch Butke, they 6 carries apiece on the night. Brock Griffin edges him by 4 yards, 93 yards so far for Brock, 89 for Mitch Butke.
And it looks like Hayden Rule, the junior from Oxford, was one that wrapped up Griffin and brought him down. That was more than likely a touchdown-saving tackle.
So another first down for the Bulldogs. Going in motion, Brock Griffin now lined up to the right hip pocket of Butke in a shotgun formation. Now going in motion, Dominic Cawthers. Can be a fake toss sweep. Now looking downfield is Butke. He has a receiver that trips up but kind of underthrown. So even though if the receiver would have stayed on his feet, it would still probably not been completed. So a first incomplete pass by Butke.
Well, Butke was kind of in a darned if you do, darned if you don't situation because he really had nowhere to tuck the ball and run. He was going to lose yardage if he tried. He had defenders coming off the left and the right side. Then he looks down the field. Both of his receivers have pretty solid coverage on them, but he tried to thread the needle, and thankfully it didn't end up an interception, which it easily could have.
Butke in a shotgun formation with Brock Griffin to the left side, 2 receivers up top, 2nd and 10. Butke going to be a quarterback, power right up the gut. Going to have 10 yards on the carry, call 11, and a fresh set of downs once again for the Bulldogs. 8th first down of the half.
2nd longest series for the Bulldogs so far tonight at 7 plays. This next snap will make it the longest for Chase County at 8. However, they still trail in terms of the longest of the game in Oxford's opening drive with 13 plays that took 5.5 minutes off the clock.
1st and 10 for Chase County at the Oxford 18-yard line. They lead things 24-0, 6.5 to play in this first half. Lone set for Butke. Butke will send a man in motion in Cawthers. He'll take the handoff. It's going to be a reverse, but dropped by Brock Griffin. He picks it back up, and then he is heavily hit in the backfield. And we're going to have a flag on that play. So I think they're going to call targeting on Williams, and he's slow to get up. So that's a dangerous play, and that's why it's being flagged. I think it's going to be a personal foul, and that is the indication. Personal foul, helmet-to-helmet hit on Oxford.
That's the 2nd helmet-to-helmet hit tonight.
Well, actually, no. They're going to call that on Brock Griffin for lowering his head.
Wow.
So that goes both ways.
It does.
So a loss of 10. So it was a loss of 2 on the carry, but actually that's negated by the penalty. So that pushes him all the way back to the 31-yard line. So a loss of about 12 on that penalty.
That was an ugly hit no matter how you scratch it.
Butke with the quarterback keep. Going to be initially met and pushes his way down to the 28-yard line, or the 24-yard line, excuse me, a gain of 7 for Butke. And we're going to have another timeout taken by Brody Vandegrift, now faced with a 2nd and 15, 6 minutes to play in this first half. We'll take a quick 1-minute break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners.
Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946 with great customer service.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Second and 15 after the timeout. Shotgun formation for Chase County, and Brock Griffin's going to take the handoff right up the gut. Going to break some tackles all the way down to the 5-yard line for a gain of 19 and a first down. So Brody Vandegrift saw something in that timeout huddle, and he dialed it up correctly for Brock Griffin. So first and goal now, leading things 24-0. 5:33 to play. Mitch Butke going over his back, bowling over the defender, crossing the goal line, and that will be another score for the Bulldogs. 5 yards out this time for Butke. That's his second touchdown of the night, so him and Griffin trading back and forth between the carries and the touchdown scores, and now it's 30-0, 5.5 to play in the half.
And this will be very telling again to watch this defensive coverage for Oxford. They have not been able to stop a two-point conversion so far tonight, and again, has a lot to do with they're just trying to rush in and grab Budke as he's dropped back a few times, but they leave the backfield completely wide open with no one back to try and stop the run. He's just been able to cut the corner and get inside.
I guarantee they're going to do the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Here. Under center is Budke. Going to roll to his left. No one home on the right side, but he's going to pass it this time. And he's got a receiver there on the far sideline and a successful two-point conversion. I'm trying to get a number there. Looks like it was Rhett Rayer on the reception. So 32-0 now, 5.5 to play in the half.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Chase County USD 284. Supporting their students in academics and athletics, join them on a journey to success. Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full-color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Lee Ayers in downtown Cottonwood Falls. Proud to support Chase County students in their extracurricular activities.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Truman, a 5-yard rush by Mitchell Butke makes things 32-0, 5.5 to play in this first half. Madison now leads Central Burton 38-0. So Madison looking to claim that number one spot in this district. And the Chase County win secures their second seed. Onside kick going to be recovered by Rylan Dassel at midfield.
And went right off his shoes. He stopped and looked at it for a minute and realized it didn't go, I think, quite as far as he thought it was going to. Picked it up and then just got met right where he was standing.
And do we have a district championship also going on in the area with Murdizine Valley and Lebo? Both of those teams undefeated in district play. Lebo leading things 32-0. First and 10 for Oxford at midfield. Morris in a shotgun formation with Jordan and Comerford in the backfield with him. Be a hard count. Going to be a quarterback power by Morris. Going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. Going to actually give it a gain of one on forward progress.
Well, Morris with the quarterback power got met with some defensive power by Chase County as two Bulldogs stopped his momentum. Then the rest of the pack jumped in there and just knocked him backwards.
So 5:19 and counting now. Second and 9 for Oxford, just barely into Chase County territory.
Oxford doesn't appear to be in any hurry right now.
Double tight set. Under center is Morris. Morris going to take a dive to the fullback in Rylan Dassel, and he breaks the tackle and gets some open field before being brought down just shy of the sticks.
Once again,
for a gain of 8.
Once again, I definitely bit on that one. I was still looking back at the 40-yard line as Dassel was picking up the yardage.
So third and short for the Wildcats at the Chase County 32-yard line. They need the 31. Third and short. Under center is Morris. Going to be a fullback dive. Actually, a quarterback keeper by Morris. He's got a first down before being brought down at the 25-yard line for a gain of 7.
Keeping that drive alive, and this is right about even with the furthest they've gotten into Chase County territory so far this evening. Is on that first drive, I think they took it down to right at the 25, maybe 26-yard line before they stalled out and turned it over to Chase County. But it's a good opportunity to not only extend this game, but get some points on the board and make it harder for Chase County to possibly point them.
I formation, 25-yard line of Chase County. Fumbled on the snap, and it's still loose. Who's going to be on it? Looks like it's going to be recovered by Oxford.
And they'll actually, I think, get some yardage out of it.
Maybe call it a gain of 1 on the recovery by Carter Heighton.
It's
actually, no, nothing on the return.
Well, I was going to say, it's often rare that you'll see a bobbled snap result in positive yardage, but it's I think you wipe the slate clean and call it dead even right there. As you mentioned, no loss, no gain. So I think they'll be happy with that.
Now, big Dan Williams on the center here tonight. So trying to get that breakdown in between his quarterback and center there. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Burks, his second of the half. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on the Area Game of the Week. Oxford looking to get into this 32-0 lead of Chase County.
Area High School Football being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent, getting you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years of experience. That's Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon, a 2nd and 10 now for the Oxford Wildcats at the Chase County 25-yard line. They're trailing things 32-0. After 2 scores apiece by Brock Griffin and Mitch Butke, and Kylan Morris and the Wildcats break their huddle after the timeout taken by Coach Burks. And they'll be under center this time in Morris. Morris going to be a quarterback keeper with the fake to the fullback. And no fakes were bid on by the Chase County defense. So 3rd down now upcoming for Chase County, or for the Chase County defense. 3 minutes to play, so Coach Burks with this slow-moving offense. Of course, their opening drive took 5.5 minutes off the clock on that first quarter, and now we're down to 2:45, so he was hoping to see second half action here. 44-0 now our score in Madison Central Burton. So that game looks to be most likely heading for a mercy rule at halftime. So a shotgun formation, 3rd and 10 for Morris and the Wildcats. Dropping back, 4-step drop, has a receiver downfield and rush. He's going to be picked off at the 8-yard line by the Bulldogs. So a big turnover. That's going to be the 4th interception on the season by Kyan Morris, trying to get a number on that interception. Did not get it.
I think they said that was Groh on the interception.
Yeah, tag Groh. Big play in the secondary for Tucker Groh. And it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs now at their own 10-yard line. So, Chase County, big opening drive, they got it. Oxford got near into the 22-yard line before a turnover on downs. Now an actual turnover as Brock Griffin takes the handoff and pushed out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
Yeah, and if you're Oxford, you need to be covering off to the left and the right side because obviously Chase County, they're wanting to possibly end this before the half, so they're going to be trying to save as much clock as possible, trying to get out of bounds as quickly as they can. So if I'm Oxford, I'm definitely covering off the left and the right side, trying to shut down the pass – or trying to shut down the rushing game of the Bulldogs.
Buck 50 and counting here to go in the half. Going to need two quick scores if they want to end things at the half. Going to need at least a quick score, quick movements here. They're only at their own 15-yard line. 65 yards to go. Quarterback keeper by Butke. Breaks one. Breaks another.
He's
one.
Gone.
There he goes. It's going to be a 65-yard score by Mitchell Butke. No one within 20 yards of him as he crosses the goal line. Makes it 38-0. 1:24 to play in the half.
Well, you said they're going to need two quick scores. Well, it doesn't get much quicker than that. Breaks the open field. Now I think you might look for Chase County. They've been squib kicking it all night. They might try an onside here, and they were able to actually pull that off against Madison in that matchup between in the Battle of the Bulldogs. They managed to get an onside kick recovery. They weren't able to do anything with it, but they've pulled it off before. See what they try to do after this two-point conversion.
So it'll be trips to the right here for Butke. Takes the snap. Four-step drop, dropping back some more, has a receiver, and it's Brock Griffin for two more points. 40-0 now our score, 1:24 to play in the half. We'll take a quick one-minute break here on the Area Game of the Week on KVOE FM Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Citizen State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City, Ben Lebo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And Leffler Prime Performance, proud to serve the area with high-quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook.
Colin Monahan has it teed up with a 40-0 lead, 1:24 to play. Look for a onside kick for the Bulldogs. Monahan's quick kick, going to die at the 28-yard line, but going to be recovered by the Oxford Wildcats.
That one recovered, looked like diving on top of it. Trying to get the number there.
I'm going to say it's Christian Parsons. He's number 52, yep, but we've been told that that may not be Christian Parsons.
Well, nonetheless, 52, the one that dives on top of it, able to get his team still pretty solid field position here at the 28-yard line.
So, 1:24 to play in the half. Chase County only has one timeout. Oxford could really take this game to the second half if they really wanted to. I formation for Morse. Coming off an interception on the previous drive. Handoff taken by Rylan Jordan before being brought down. Going to give him forward progress for a gain of 2 yards.
I think they were trying to drive him out of bounds, but Morris doing his best to keep his feet in, keep him underneath him. And obviously, if you're Oxford in this situation, you're not going to risk another turnover, so I think it's going to be run heavy here for the last 58 seconds. They're going to try definitely take it into the locker room.
So second and 8, 52 seconds now on the clock. Offset eye for Morris under center. Going to be a fullback dive to Dassel. Gets him 3 yards and will bring up 3rd and 5.
Vandegrift not going to use his last timeout. I think he's just going to let time expire.
So 30 seconds now. Might have one more play of this half.
Well, at this point, I mean, what do you have to lose? You're down 40-0. You might as well take a shot at the end zone. See if you can't just get a little bit of momentum on your side before going into the half.
They'll snap the ball. Less than 10 seconds to play. Going in motion is Jordan. It's going to be a fullback dive to Dassel. Dassel will have a first down and more. Getting into chase count territory, but a fumble late. Still open.
Ball still here. Going.
And we've got Brock Griffin, I believe, with the ball. He's still, actually going to be brought down. Actually, a pitch to Rhett Rayer.
Oh, my gosh.
We still have something going, but we do have a flag down. So whatever happens here, and a huge hit that makes the helmet fall off of Rhett Rayer. So another flag. So that's going to be a personal foul. So I don't think a game could end with a personal foul.
No.
So the half will have an untimed down here for Chase County.
Oh, my
gosh. So Rhett Rayer was just tattooed at midfield. Been a long time since I've seen a high school football player lose his helmet. So the officials are going to take their time talking things over. So it looks like it's going to be a hold on the return on Chase County. But even though we have a foul on Oxford, they will not offset and we'll have an untimed down, I believe.
So Chase County, an opportunity to close this game out here. Watch for Bucky to drop back and maybe throw a quick strike. Oxford going to definitely cover deep here. Probably
nope.
No.
Halftime it
no.
is.
Well,
so
okay.
Penalties offset. So 40-0 is our halftime score, and we'll get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We don't have a playlist taken. We've got Scott thought this game would be over at halftime. We were 5 points short, so we've got our playlist that plays automatically for us. Is a halftime/post game, so we cannot play that, Tegan. So we'll have to manually do it ourselves. But 40-0, our score. We'll talk with Dakota Goza of Chase County, the senior for the Bulldogs, as we have a 40-0 score. Get some score updates and our stats here at the halftime. But the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show starts now.
Area high school football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile. Call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue, next to Good Sense.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946 with great customer service.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full-color banners and printing, T-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Lee Ayers in downtown Cottonwood Falls, proud to support Chase County students in their extracurricular activities.
Area High School Football being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent, getting you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years of experience. That's Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show, brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at LongbineAuto.com. Chevy. Find new roads.
Welcome to the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Scott Hayes on Country 101.7 FM. The area high school football game of the week, regular season finale in Cottonwood Falls tonight. The Chase County Bulldogs hosting the Oxford Wildcats. We're visiting now with Chase County's Dakota Goza. And Dakota, well, let's start with this. My understanding is you suffered an injury a couple weeks ago in the Madison game, and it looks like you may not be available the rest of the year. Talk a little bit about what happened.
Yep, you're correct. So, I mean, obviously, I'm a nose guard. I was going against Madison's number 99. And so what happens is ball snaps, and then, you know, obviously going against each other, and then number 42, Dominic Brandstetter of Madison, just doing his thing. He was following the linebacker, and he basically just ran into my knee. And it dislocated it and Ooh. Had to take me off in the ambulance. So,
well, that's never good.
Yep. And
I hate to be trite with the, well, that's football, but that's kind of football, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the risk we take coming out here on the field.
Well, that has to be frustrating, it being your senior year.
It really is. Last year I transferred here, so I had to play JV the entire time. And then this year, you know, I get a couple weeks in and then an injury.
And like I said, I know that's frustrating, but let's talk about two things. One, just generally what you've seen from this football team over the course of the year. What has just had you excited all year long with this group?
Really what has me excited is the confidence in our team, because I feel like right off the bat, we didn't feel very confident. You could see that in the locker room before games. And then as time progressed, you know, the confidence levels have raised a lot. So, and I mean, I feel like we've come a long way. We've only got three seniors out for football this year, and so the majority of us are younger.
So obviously the improvement in confidence throughout the course of the year, that has you excited. And you already mentioned obviously that it's just you and two other seniors out there, and even with your injury, do you feel like you and those two other guys are taking some pride and trying to lead this group as best you can?
Yeah, I think the three of us have definitely taken the position of stepping up and being seniors and accepting the responsibility of being leaders on the team. I think that we've definitely tried teaching what we've learned in our football careers to the younger, you know, players out here on the field.
Very good. We're visiting with Dakota Goza of the Chase County Bulldogs here on the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Well, let me ask you, what do you have going on the rest of the school year?
The rest of the school year, so I'm involved in FBLA, FCA, FFA. I'm part of student council. I'm a student council representative. And then I'm also going to do wrestling and track.
All right, so hoping the knee heals up so you can do wrestling and track. And you are a busy dude.
That's
and that's even maybe more impressive.